What do you think can the Electoral Commission officials also do to help ensure credibility in organized elections, including addressing concerns of opposition parties leading up to elections in the region?
Main and important thing they can do or we can do, but essentially they can do through transparency, professionalism, inclusivity, and integrity in performance. There should also be impartiality in the handling of electoral disputes. I believe it is important that all candidates must be treated equally and with respect for the electoral laws and the national constitution. Above all, electoral officials must behave in dignified manners and must be fair but firm in dealing with all stakeholders so as to earn the trust and confidence of political actors irrespective of affiliations.
So, what are your major concerns about the electoral climate in these West African countries that you think undermine efforts to organize credible elections?
I have to tell first that many progress have already done in our sub-regions in election issues, but we have also some concerns. For example, the non-respect and indiscriminate alteration of electoral laws and the national constitutions are a major concerns. Term elongations, which is being resisted by the population and the military in some countries, is another problems. I believe that to achieve the consolidation of our election in West Africa, we must build robust democratic institution first that guarantee the independence and autonomy of electoral bodies and the judiciary. The political space must also ensure respect for human rights, including political freedom, stable and transparent political and electoral system. We need social justice and peaceful transfer of political powers. But we believe that we are going and we will empower and consolidate our elections in our sub-regions. But we must continue to work together. Political parties have important roles, but also electoral management, but also.